Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Hey guys, on this first episode of Brunchins and Dragons, I do want to give you a heads up that this is a live recording. We did do this at Lincoln's Beard Brewery, where we do have ambient noise in the background.
As we
that
continue...
All cantrips all the time.
All cantrips all the time.
Alright.
The group had just gotten their stuff together.
And some stuff has come back
to
mind.
Yeah, everything has come back to... Some of the things have come back, so everybody knows what class they're playing. We have Orem, the Drow Warlock, Kolch, the Hill Dwarf Cleric, Torg, the Stout Halfling Ranger.
Yes.
Damien, the Half-Orc Paladin, and Jerry...
and Jerry.
Fucking Jerry.
And then there's Jerry.
Fucking Sailor Jerry.
The
wizard.
What is your race again?
Rock gnome.
The rock gnome wizard.
Oh my rock god, gnome. That sounds like a fucking rock star.
That sounds metal as fuck. Like I'm super excited.
Rock
for this
gnome.
Tenacious D song, straight up.
We left off with you going back downstairs to investigate the dead body of the half-elf.
Yes. Yeah.
And as you guys had suited up, one message, a scroll with a symbol that you all recognize.
What's up? Guys, this is one of the owners of Lincoln's Beard.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh,
how
are
you doing?
So nice to meet you.
Kenny, nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks for having us here.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Q.
Hi.
Pleasure to meet you.
I'm Todd. Nice to meet you guys. What the heck is going on here? What kind of game are we playing?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Keeping it weird at the beard.
It's always weird at the beard.
This game's been around forever, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's obviously gone through
many incarnations and iterations of it for sure.
Well, I'm going to be in the accounting office. I hope I don't bother you. I'm going to be making any noise.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we got the scrolls.
We got the scroll, which your half-orc will happily read out to you.
Oh. All right. Here we go.
Heroes, we the citizens of Arcanach. Thank you.
Or can't read well, can he?
I try. Thank you for your assistance with the recent lycanthropy pandemic.
Lycanthrope?
I don't know.
Lycanthropy?
Now, don't make fun of him. Let him talk.
Odd. Want to drink an ale or not?
Okay, I'll be quiet.
All right.
That almost ruined our city. We hope that none of you are infected. To that end, we appreciate you volunteering to imprison yourselves.
You volunteering to imprison yourselves.
Until the next full moon. We pray that Artemis has not... cursed you or your compatriots. I knew that one. Until her eye is upon us once more.
A little slow clap, by the way, guys.
Yes.
Mayor Al-Kidarun.
I try to reach up for this scroll that he's reading.
Give me this.
Excuse me.
Wait, could you focus on the part that says lycanthropy?
Yeah. Yeah, it says here, for your assistance with the recent lycanthropy pandemic.
Pandemic, huh?
that almost ruined our city. Well, I think we're still alive. I think we're okay.
We don't know if a full moon has just passed, right? That we were supposed to lock ourselves up until?
No, I assume we're in pitch darkness with the exception of the torches. We can't see outside. There's nothing...
You haven't ventured up beyond the...
Oh we're outside now.
No, we haven't even left.
Okay.
In the dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, we're in the dungeon.
You haven't ventured out. You went back downstairs.
Okay.
Time to speed through this. We hope that none of you are infected. To that end, we appreciate you volunteering to imprison yourselves until the next full moon. We pray that Artemis has not cursed you or your compatriots until her eye is upon us once more. Mayor Al-Qaeda Rin.
Oh, that's what it says.
Okay, so you guys talk to gods. Do you guys know Artemis? No? Oh, we're in trouble.
And for those of you who are listening, our dwarf over there has just sipped his beer in response to that question. No.
Right from the barrel.
She's not my favorite, that's for sure.
Okay, then.
This is a dark omen indeed.
Yeah.
What's my god? No, but what's the god?
Oh, Dionysus. Yeah, we're using the Greek pantheon for those of you that are that have not come to terms with it. So we have a follower of Dionysus in the cleric, and a follower of Hephaestus in the paladin.
Okay.
Okay.
There should be some nice religious commentary there.
Yay.
Okay.
As you come back downstairs to investigate the half-elf, however, some of the rats are now emboldened by the recent feasting.
Which is the big one?
Who's
the Labradoodle rat?
Would you say they are of unusual size?
They are not yet, but we will get there. But right now you can see what looks to be a small swarm of tiny rats, and then four large chihuahua-sized rats have turned their attention to you. So if you'd like to roll initiatives...
Oh, here we go, baby.
Here we go, baby.
Initiative roll.
It's D&D.
All right, what's my initiative bonus?
What's my plus?
Yeah.
Plus zero over here.
That's what I thought.
Plus zero over there.
Awesome.
Plus three over here.
Uh-huh.
Plus two over here. And plus one over there.
All right, so I got a 15.
I got a 5.
All right, let me find
my... I have a 19 on the die.
Everybody get your numbers.
19 on the die.
I have 8.
Brandon, you said 5?
I said 5.
5. Okay.
I have 19. 19.
Q, 8. And Pedro?
15.
15.
Hmm.
Okay, so then it'll be Torg.
Torg.
I like it.
Kosh.
Sailor Jerry in the middle.
Jerry in the middle. Orym.
I was at 8.
Damien.
5.
Oh.
Actually.
Dag. That's done.
It's D&D.
I'd also like everybody to refer to me as Sailor Jerry because of all the other Jerrys that we've definitely run across here. I need to be very specific.
So, can I... Okay.
Oh, we're melting here.
Oh, all right.
No, I think there was blue here when I put the cup down, so...
Oh. Alrighty then.
Okay. So, Torg started us off on this first encounter.
All right, where am I located? On this.
Right where your character is.
I don't know which one's my character. There's two different small ones.
Oh.
I think the dwarf is the... You're this one. Because that's the dwarf.
That's the dwarf.
Okay.
That's
the gnome.
Cool. So
definitely
first.
Not this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not the one that you can ride.
Alright. Well, let's see here. Let's get this party started. From right where I'm at, I'm able to see them.
Yeah, the torch is still lit.
So can I see these two in the back here?
Yeah,
as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
See everything.
So the big one of the chihuahuas in the front.
Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and just, in fact, I'll stay right there for right now.
Yep.
No, actually, no. Let me move up. I'm gonna move up three spaces to right there. I can still see him, obviously.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and use my longbow. This one right here.
Okay. Number one.
It said numero uno, chihuahua. I have a 20.
20 will hit. Like
sweet
a natural 20?
No, 15 plus 5, 20.
Oh, I got excited.
No.
Yeah, I was like, we're starting off with a bang.
Alright, so that's 1d8. Do I add? Am I adding? I'm not adding to that on.
You add your dexterity modifier.
Oh, look at that, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have a plus to hit?
Yeah,
to...
Yes, when you go to cast a spell, you get your proficiency bonus plus your charisma modifier.
So you haven't given me that yet, so it's okay.
No.
Okay, cool.
So what do you do? How much damage?
So that's 10 total.
10 total?
That rat's going
right
down.
Between the fucking eyes.
Yeah, you impale the rat.
Fuck you, rat.
Stable him to the ground.
They call me Groot, but you can call me Legolas.
Coach.
I almost named my ass Legolas, and then I was like, I'm not going to do that. And Aurum sounded nice enough.
Yes. Mm.
Aurum reminds me more of Magic the Gathering.
Back in the day, there was a healer named Aurum.
Knowing how bad swarms are from living in mountains, I'm going to target the swarm of rats and hit him with Sacred Flame.
Okay. Oh, that's a dexterity save, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get some roasting going.
Natural 20 on the die.
Yeah.
So nothing happens to them.
Nothing half.
No.
The whole swarm just like... Oh, okay.
The whole swarm went...
You just see them kind of like donut out as the holy fire comes down and they...
What did you roll for that to happen?
It's a saving throw.
It's a saving throw.
It forces a
saving throw. Oh, okay, got it.
Damn.
Sailor Jerry.
Thank you.
Sailor Jerry.
I'm going to... I'm going to go and I'm going to use a little, use a little True Strike, so I have advantage on my next attack after I move behind the large half-orc in safety. I'm going to look right at that swarm and I'm going to go give it the little gun finger.
I got you next round.
Next round, blasting you in the face.
Oh, so you have to wait, so that...
It's concentration, yeah.
Very nice.
Actually, no, I take it back. I just hold my hand out with the finger gun, like...
Aiming.
This whole time.
Because he's trying to aim between the legs of this half-orc.
I'm there, right there, just like...
I crouch
like this.
I don't like this whatsoever.
Crouch down, like, ah.
So now it's my turn, right?
Yes, it is Orm's turn.
Orm's turn. Okay, so I'm going to... stay right the hell where I am,
sure.
And I'm going to Eldritch Blast the swarm in the center.
Okay.
And nobody likes that swarm.
We have a plus five total.
Niggas don't like swarm.
Plus five to...
Don't five. Kill it. I'm aiming right now.
I have a plus two proficiency, plus two initiative.
Shit.
And where is that? My plus five goes to what?
To use your spell attack.
Got it. Spell attack is... Well, first let me see.
No, you have a plus four.
Plus four. Yeah. Got it. That is a 16.
16 is when I hit that swarm.
Hit that swarm, and that's 1d10. Is my spaceship? Yes.
Spaceship!
Spaceship!
1d10.
Ah!
Two! A total of two.
A total of two, because I don't get any pluses to that, to my Eldritch Blast. I hit him for two.
2 points.
Dos.
Ricochet off its skull. And just gives you a sad look.
She hit two of the swarm.
Yeah.
Just two of the rats. Went, ah!
Okay.
This is not what I'm used to in 4th edition.
Yeah.
At all. This is the exact opposite of everything.
Uh-oh.
I do.
So the large rats come squeaking forward.
Oh, here we go. Here come the chihuahuas. Oh. Oh.
That way.
Whoa. Well, fuck you.
Well, then.
Okay. And the one that comes racing towards the halfling.
To me.
Will get a 19 on the die.
Damn.
That sucks.
So they hit. So he just chomps down. And you notice that the bite mark is a little smaller as far as the shape is concerned, but it is almost the same shape.
As the bite mark I already have.
Are we fighting lycanthropic rats?
Oh my god. We might be were-rats.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
I can't even be a wolf. I have to be a goddamn rat. No thank you.
Do I know this based off of nature?
1 point of damage.
Do I know what they are based off of nature?
1 point of damage.
They're not
rats.
But they're not any special rats.
What the fuck?
Check.
He bit my toe. This motherfucker bit my toe.
The two on Damien. He's in tight. And 8 on the die when I hit you... Oh, but a 17...
Doesn't hit.
17 will not hit.
18.
Breaks his teeth on your armor.
Yeah.
So, the rats have gone. They tried to attack Damien, and they both ate mouthfuls of metallic shields
to hit small creatures.
So it is Damien's turn. Right. You have two rats right next to you.
Ooh.
From right behind you, I'm like...
I eyeball the half-orc as his stupid
them.
Small creatures.
That swarm has to move, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Alright, let's go... Okay. The one in front of me, like, right... It looks like it's right between my feet.
Right between your feet.
I want to get the longsword. I just want to go down.
Alright, make your attack roll.
From in between his legs, I'm there. I'm like, oh, it's going to hurt.
11 plus anything?
You hear? You swink right into the right into the rat's head. You hear that? You hear with the start of a squeak, and then it just silence.
He didn't even eat it.
Okay. He said
we
screw
didn't
you.
Roll. I love the theatrics of this.
I'm dying. The total's gonna be higher than their the entire stat block health.
Oh, here comes the swarm. Yeah, okay.
You see them just collapse into the halfling square, engulfing him.
Well, they still gotta roll, those fuckers.
Those swarms are bad in this edition.
Those fuckers need to roll.
They're going to.
That's why I attacked it when I saw that you were like, I'm attacking the swarm. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah. I'll just let you guys know, if in addition to swarms, like two swarms, we could TPK, total party kill, like a party of five if they roll well enough.
Wow.
It's bad how much damage they do.
I wish someone would have fucking told me.
I'm not going to ruin it. I'm gonna let it do its damage so you see what happens.
Well, now I know.
Here we go. Torg AC 15 hits right on the money. Oh, Jesus.
You see?
Oh, Jesus.
Too many dice. There's only too many dice in his hands.
Yeah. That's it. He's going to die. Oh, shit.
10 damage.
Damn.
Okay, am I dead?
What is your current total?
My current total is 11.
11?
Wait, how do you know how much health is? 11.
Because when I peep the character sheet, I can start with at least 10.
Yeah.
So you have a total of 11 damage on you?
He's
still alive.
Oh,
wow. Not by much.
You are still alive.
I assume he's bloody.
He is dying.
I will swing the fuck out of the swords that I have in my hands.
It is your turn, actually.
I will swing the fuck out of the shit.
So you just drop the bow, pull out your swords.
I pull out, I'm going to go with Game of Thrones to make this easier on me to remember.
Sure.
So we'll go with Widow's Wail and Oathkeeper. So we'll just go with those two for right now.
Okay.
Hack and slash time.
Okay. So because you have two weapons, you naturally have the dual wielding.
Yes.
So you can make your regular attack action, and then you can take a bonus action to attack with your offhand.
Let's do this.
Start killing shit or I'm going to freeze your ass.
Freeze me. Cryogenics. Oh, son of a fuck me.
Well, that didn't work.
That's a 9.
Total?
Yeah.
With your dexterity bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, you missed.
Well, let me try the second one then.
Okay. Your offhand attack?
That's different.
That's a 24.
That'll hit. Now, you don't get your dexterity bonus added to the damage here. It's just straight dice.
Oh,
that's the offhand subtraction.
Well, that's 8.
Okay, it's the swarm. Are you attacking the swarm or the rat?
No, fuck that, the swarm, that's on me.
Hey, guys, so you want to know something cool?
Yeah.
Today's free RPG day.
Well, there we go.
Really?
Randomly, I just, like, my friend hashtag
made
it. Yeah, so June 17th is free RPG day.
There's something weird.
So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Tight work. Meant to be. Roll D20s.
Yeah, right.
Kill shit. Maybe die.
There you go.
Drink some beers.
One of these bromoses.
One of us is definitely going to die.
Gosh.
Wait, can I ask you, when I did that, was there any significant damage to the swarm?
A couple of them kind of like
just a couple?
Yeah.
Is it still swarming him?
It is still swarming him, yeah.
Yeah.
It is on his square.
You might get snap frozen in a second.
So if I shoot Secret Flame at them, what happens? I have to hit him?
No. You'll hit the swarm. They're in the same square as he is.
Yeah.
If you're targeting a specific thing, you'll target them. If you're targeting the square, you'll target both of them.
Got it.
I'm going to go ahead and just say, cool. Kill the swarm now. Just now.
There's like a rat in his mouth. Now.
This is not what I wanted.
I did not wake up to this.
Half-Orc's looking over like, that looks delicious.
Look at him getting all the food.
God damn it, I'm hungry.
Starving.
That rat from earlier did nothing.
What's my movement?
25.
Each square is 5, right?
Yes. And if you go through a square with an ally, it is difficult to terrain. So it eats up an extra 5 feet.
Well, wait, hold on a sec. Where are we in
put me here. That's 20.
Where are you going?
Here, that's 20.
Okay. So you're going 10, 20,
25, 30? No. Cutting up, free move, then difficult terrain, and then up one.
Okay, so you're leaving the threat range there.
Sure.
Okay.
Let him swing.
So he takes a nip at you. 8 on the die, will not.
Nope.
You will not do anything. All right,
you
awesome.
Just, you just feel like a little tug on your chain as you're running.
I giggle. Here, Dwarf Quiggle is a ho. I swing my Warhammer at the swarm.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Yes!
If he misses, it better not fucking hit me.
14.
14, I believe, will not hit the swarm.
What?
It does.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, there we go.
Say it one more time.
I was
going to
say,
I'm
like, what kind of an AC does a fucking swarm have?
Thank you, sir. Roll the die. Kill it. Kill it now. Kill it with fire. If you
7.
Is that because there are so many of them?
Is there a plus damage to that? Just DA plus 1 or?
Oh, because of you're doing a melee attack?
Yeah.
It is a plus 1.
So, 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage?
It's DA plus 1, right?
DA plus 1. Okay. So you know you have a plus 1 modifier to your strength.
Uh-huh.
All right. How does that look now?
He
smashed a couple.
It's looking like maybe it's down to 3/4 of all the rats.
Down to God damn it.
Sailor Jerry.
So if I were to
by
say
way,
either snap freeze or light those motherfuckers up, would I bake my poor little friend here?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, well,
there's
guess
just
what?
So many of them now.
I got side on that.
I'm going
to
pause this game talk for a second and just say that this is called Brunchin' and Dragons and none of you have drinks. Well, you can drink, but you two,
that
that's
drinks.
Not enough.
Promosis.
I just filled this up.
Oh, okay. Then high five to you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, I speed through my drinks.
Yeah, you've been
I've been slamming this shit. Don't play with me, girl. I got on top of that.
I'm the one that should be getting a promotion.
You should get a promotion.
You should
right
be
now
getting a promotion.
Our DM
right
is
now
thirsty.
The DM cannot be allowed to.
Well, good sir,
be parched
while you are up.
Since you have elevated yourself
absolutely
along that way,
so how can I assist you
before killing you?
You might want to reload this. Reload these cups going on here.
Oh, this sucks.
With delicious 6-point fucking beer.
Thank you, 6-point.
Very
point
refreshing.
Six
thank
point
you,
6-point. Although I am having a Belgian.
Yes. She's taking the Liggett's Beer Chet.
Yes.
Liggett's Beer makes a great Belgian triple. It's downstairs.
Well, no, I just don't. That's
Chet
not normal. You don't normally drink.
It's
actually really
good.
Good.
Taste this.
They make great beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had their Hazy IPA, their Northeast style IPA, ooh, or White IPA downstairs. It's phenomenal.
It's
as well
really good.
Fuck, that's really good.
You will not find bad beer pouring at Liggett's Beer.
That's right. That's right. It's all good beers here.
Unlike some other places.
That is not going on the podcast. We're not like that.
No, calling out anybody. La la la.
Yeah. Hear me, please.
We only do that on the Talking Geek.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the shade goes.
And any sister podcast.
That's where the shade goes.
Yeah,
shade
the shade goes,
goes
in that one.
You still got one.
That one.
Oh, thanks for letting me know what I have.
There's some crisp cans that are half full that you pour in there. Yeah. It's cold.
Thanks for letting me know what I have. So my total hit points is 12. Just letting you guys know.
All right.
My total hit point, I am at 1, literally. I am hanging on.
Good thing
head
there's a cleric right next to you.
Yes.
I swear to God.
All right, so
wait,
I point.
So we decided that you're the cleric, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been known.
Okay.
All right,
known.
So I take,
we're going back and forth paladins and stuff.
I take my finger gun.
There's plenty of healing.
As
you
I'm
guys
aiming, and I fire a, what is it over here? A firebolt.
Firebolt.
Ooh.
So you roll your proficiency plus intelligence modifier.
Which is...
Oh.
Your proficiency is plus 2. Your intelligence is...
Plus 3.
You got
so
a plus 5.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Plus 5. I'll take a plus 5. All right, Mom. All right.
Oh,
that's hard.
The smell of burnt rat just comes...
Oh,
it's gross.
Wafting.
It's so gross.
You must love
wafting
it
over my face.
Do I get the proficiency is a plus... That's I get roll plus the proficiency. So that will be a 5.
Just a d10.
Oh, just a d10 flat?
Just a d10
that's flat. That's a 3 damage.
3 damage. You see that enough rats now are burning and falling away from you that the swarm looks like it's half-sized.
Half is not enough. Half can still kill me. Guys, this half is still my size.
But, I mean,
it is
look,
literally my size, guys.
The swarm is here. Look at all of this that can happen before that.
Yeah.
Or
I could die. That's still...
All right. If I Eldritch Blast, it's not going to hit him again,
it's
right?
It's going to hit him. It's going to hit the swarm.
Just going to hit the swarm. I'm going to try to save you.
You do that, please. Please, guys.
I'm going to try to save you.
I killed one of the chihuahuas, please.
So I'm going to Eldritch Blast again.
That's why I was like, oh, shit.
Well, technically...
This is the monster.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I had advantage, so if I roll a 20 on the second one.
Wow. That is going to be a whole whopping, 7?
7 will not hit the swarm.
Will not hit
the
swarm.
Swarm's not dead yet?
No.
No.
Even after the fireball?
Correct.
Even after the fireball.
It was 3. Yeah, I had a better roll.
So these two rats, one of them moves closer, but the other one will attack you since you showed up. That one I hit you, and the other one attacks the half, the big beefy half orc, and the 17 again will not hit you.
You are comes close, but
you are escaping death. And Damien's turn.
Alright, I want to turn around to this little guy. I want to
help me for the love of God. That
unfortunately,
you, have.
You can't target the swarm.
Well, he can move a free action and then target the swarm, can he?
If he moves one square over.
Can you can, yeah, you
there.
Can move
yeah.
over.
There.
Yeah, and stay.
Right,
stay
in
so, come on now.
Come on. Bless you. Alright, let's not stab Tord.
Bless the gods. Please kill this fucking thing.
Storms are bad. Storms are bad in fifth edition.
I'm going to mutter a small prayer under my breath, and then I'm just going to fucking stab the swarm.
Dude, okay. No prayer, just stab.
Save this small motherfucker.
Why did you pray?
I rolled a 4.
Why did you pray?
Plus your proficiency.
My proficiency, so that's 6.
Plus your strength.
That's 8.
Okay, so you missed the swarm.
Okay.
Why? You add strength to your...
to melee attacks.
So that's +3 to hit them? So if you have a +1 strength...
and a +2, yeah.
All right, guys. We so already know the first guy to do this.
The swarm moves over.
Saving throws.
Wait. The swarm moves.
The swarm moves into the next... into the new...
The swarm giveth. The swarm taketh away.
Oh, no. The swarm's headed toward me. I don't like this.
Yes. You set fire to them, so they gotta easily make their way towards
I
you.
Set fire to the swarm, and it burned with rats everywhere.
I saw the 18 on the die kind of slide, and then it hit a 9. I was like,
no, but yas.
No, but yas.
No, but yas.
Yeah, they...
I'm trying to put that there so you don't forget it, because obviously you're drinking from it. You're not, you know, it's not in your cone of D&D DM boarding, so there you go.
That is good.
Right?
It is very
that
nice.
That bromosa. Which, by the way, I did post a picture about that online, and everybody was like, ooh, what's in a bromosa? I was like, nah, bitches. Y'all don't get to finger.
No, no,
that's
a secret.
Nah.
You get to listen to it.
You'll hear it on the podcast, what's in a bromosa. Until then.
Listen.
Yeah, they're so good.
I know.
Man. I fucking love bromosas.
Torg.
Since the swarm.
I'm so sorry.
You got icing death and twinkle in your hand. What are they called?
Widow's Wail and Oathkeeper. I'm so glad that you completely went off the other way with that shit. Let me go ahead and then...
I took a nod to the original dual-wielding ranger.
Well, fuck that. Go ahead, just go... I'm going at number 2 Chihuahua.
Number 2 Chihuahua? Now the swarm is
moving. Yeah, the swarm has moved.
Oh,
I'm
I
not,
my
I no longer,
you look at that, you're like, no, we're cool, swarm. Somebody will kill you.
No, somebody's going to kill that. I need to kill these rats.
Yeah, let me tell you, Sailor Jerry does not like the look of things.
So you're going to take a swing?
Since I'm dual-wielding, I'll still go ahead and go for Chihuahua number 2.
Do it.
Well,
fuck me, dude.
Don't
8.
That dying
plus your dexterity modifier and your proficiency bonus. Total?
Oh, sorry, 10.
10 hits?
Oh my god.
It's a fucking rat.
Yeah.
It's not like an armored chihuahua. Like,
no,
this motherfucker.
Missed it by 2. Missed it by 2.
9.
9 will kill the rat. Boom.
Since I have my other offhand weapon, could I use it for this one?
Yeah.
Quick question, just because I didn't realize it before. When I hit first with the Eldritch Blast, I have no plus to my original damage?
No, it's just the
just
D10.
The D10.
There's an invocation to add your charisma modifier to your damage.
18.
But I don't get that 18. Until level 2, right?
You hit? Yes.
Okay.
That's another 6.
6 on a swarm?
1 on the swarm, nice.
Oh man, it's looking bad.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
Bad.
Get the fuck out of here.
Cold.
Take it off.
Did you kill the puppy and you look around and you're like, oh, fuck you too.
I lied.
I have a shield, right? How do I pin that rat?
We ain't cool.
It's an attack roll. Instead of attacking, you try to...
What's the plus on it? Just 2?
No, just your strength.
So +1?
Yeah.
You don't have proficiency in my shield?
Yeah. It's +3 total.
Okay, plus total. Okay.
Oh, you're going to shield bash?
No, I'm going to pin it, which makes you guys hit with advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I do that as well?
Yep.
For melee attacks.
For melee attacks.
I'm going to take my stick and move.
Only for melee attacks, which I can't do. Okay. Well, I can if I have a... Well, no, because I have a dagger. It's throwing. Throwing.
Actually, move me in between the rat and the swarm.
Okay.
Yep, right there.
Okay, so there's only one chihuahua-sized rat left,
yeah.
And then the swarm.
I'm going to hit the swarm.
Okay. Is
it
a shield?
No, it's where it goes. Hammer. Can't
yeah.
Pin a swarm.
Swarm's almost dead.
Oh, that's gonna miss like a mother. That's a 7 to hit.
7 total? No. The swarm lives another day.
Oh, no.
Sailor Jerry.
All right, Sailor Jerry's gonna look at that swarm. It's gonna be like you going down. I'm gonna light on fire again.
Okay.
Since it seems to like fire.
Dirty,
so
dirty
much.
Rat.
You have disadvantage. This is right next to you.
All right.
Wait, what?
You roll 2d20s and you take the lower of the two.
Why does he have disadvantage?
That's right next to you.
What, the swarm?
Alright, 2d20s. Two,
I mean, if I move, yeah. I mean, if I move back, it'll
take an attack of opportunity.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Two
there's no shifting in fifth edition, right?
Fifth edition got rid of the 5 steps.
2 nat 20s, bro.
Wow.
No,
way,
that hits.
No, doesn't matter.
I rolled a 15 and a 16.
Yeah, Sailor Jerry just said, Sailor here's my rum, and you're going to like it.
You're going to take it to
extra
the
extra spice today.
By the way, I'm a pirate. Ha!
Like Krillin style.
Yo ho,
like
yo ho.
That's an 8.
That's an 8.
That burns up the swarm, and you just hear all of them.
I look at it and I give it the old archer's fuck you too.
Go fuck yourself. Whoop. One enemy removed from the track.
So all that's left is one chihuahua.
Oh, that is the fourth chihuahua.
Yep. But it is Orm's.
I give it a little
turn.
Crotch chop on the way out.
It is my turn.
So Orm could turn this around.
I could try. I don't want to use Eldritch Blast again because I've already used it twice.
I mean, you want to? What are you
want to try
cantrips?
Something else?
I am. I'm trying to look at my
your cantrips.
I just blasted the.
Well, no, the other cantrip that I chose was Blade Ward, which is in case
it's
I
defensive.
Catch. It's defensive only because since I'm a mage, I mean a warlock, I didn't want to get caught up in shit that was going to get me in trouble.
No, if you're gonna die, you're gonna die. You need to go all out. You just gotta go glass cannon.
glass cannon, baby.
That's what the cleric's for. I got your back.
I was weary.
Is that I play with them too, and normally they screw me over.
Yes.
I don't fuck you except that one time.
Okay, I was like,
don't lie.
That one time's all it takes.
Don't lie.
And that was an experiment.
And that's just because you ride me like an elevator, and now you
true.
Feel like you need to
I
protect
do.
Me
yes.
because you use me.
That is, yes.
I'm a tank in our other game.
What
so
did I ever do to you?
A lot of shit. Like a 5-hour game in a bar.
Roll the dice.
I'm going to have to just Eldritch Blast it.
Where's my percentage die?
Where's my... There it is. All right, Eldritch Blast that rat. That's gonna hit.
That's gonna hit.
Okay.
I got 19.
Yeah,
so that hits.
And pew.
It makes that sound too.
It's gone.
How do you want to kill this rat? Describe it for the group as your Eldritch energy convulses it.
I'd like for my energy to come in from within the rat and make it explode from the inside.
So you just see the purple energy. You see her hand outstretched. You don't see the blast that you're used to seeing from her. But you do see the kind of like the purple light come behind the rat's eyes. And you see them pop and the whole thing just explodes.
Oh, that was gross.
Like
hot.
Reverse piñata.
That was awesome.
Reminds me of something they used to make. It was like a porridge.
Half-Life is just super hungry this entire time.
It's like I'm
like,
so starving
I'm so
right
sad.
Now.
All these snacks gone.
I'd like everybody to thank me for killing off the last rat.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate.
I do appreciate.
I appreciate the acknowledgement.
What I do for you?
Yeah, you know, it's all about making sure that I advance
here. Like once the dust settles and everybody's like, you know, done wiping the guts off of them, there's that memory of you like I'm always the one that clenches.
I close the
least,
book.
At least that's what she remembers. That's the only one I'm always.
I'm the closer. Thank you very much. I'm the one that came in clutch at the end.
I wouldn't know what to do without this anchor.
Without me, where would you guys be right now?
Orm earned the nickname Captain Clutch.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to raise the sword with the rat at the end and like offer it. Like, do you want some?
I will take a very small piece and save it for later.
I would actually like to investigate the rats, specifically comparing the wounds to see if there's any connection with like any sort of wear activity.
Same shape.
Okay.
But because these rats are so small, it looks like their bite mark would fit inside the bite mark that hit.
Okay, so it's like bite mark and then bite mark.
So is it safe to assume that bite mark might have been from the Labrador-sized rats versus the
swarm? You'd have to find the Labrador-sized rat to compare it.
All right, we'll go to the heaping carcasses that were around.
There are none of the big ones.
No,
none of the big
they
ones.
All left when they all left with the kobold.
Is that orc still around?
No, he's left.
He's left.
I want to
find him.
I'm going to kill that fucking orc.
Well, actually, one of the ones that I know that I killed.
At this point, no, the magic has faded.
I go search the half-elf body.
Okay.
The the chihuahua that I killed, one shot with the arrow. If I can go ahead and pull that arrow out and just take the arrowhead out, put it in my bag with my
other arrowhead. You're going to take the one good arrow that you get back and then disable it.
That's exactly what I want.
So you have 19 arrows left.
Yes, I know.
Why do you disable it?
Because he can't collect heads as a freaking halfling, so he's going to collect arrowheads.
You don't know my character very well.
No, I know your character.
He doesn't know his character very well.
I don't know your character's character very well.
We know Kenny enough to know any character you ever play.
You find the half-elf has scraps left over of what looks to be the armor. The armor does have an insignia on it of a skull on fire.
Fire skull.
You
recognize it at all?
You recognize it as a guild called the Undying. She does have the gold pouch that she took from everybody.
He steals it back.
I'll steal it. I take it.
Justice has been served.
Stealing if it was mine.
Dionysus provides.
So you find a total of 12 copper pieces. Whoever wants to be the bookkeeper.
Yeah, I got it right here. Hold on.
12 copper pieces, 20 silver pieces, and 2 gold pieces.
12, 22.
And a set of thieves' tools.
All right, let's see. Anybody here good with this shit? I ain't.
What are you holding?
The thieves' tools.
I could probably use that.
It's based on dexterity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could probably use
that. I don't have my dexterity plus bonus yet.
I'm a little dexterous, but clearly from my little game of running up that pole, you can tell it ain't my proficiency.
Do I have any recollection of what my dexterity might feel
here
like?
Here you go, Torg.
You feel pretty nimble, but not nimble enough to be using...
Okay.
I want to make a religion check on this symbol.
On the Undying?
Yeah.
Well, it's not religious, but go ahead.
Well,
they got a bonus.
I'll just counter check on
what
it.
What is it?
Yeah,
plus 3.
Oh yeah,
so
I'd like to do
an
arcana check on the symbol. Yeah.
Sailor Jerry was kind enough to give me his thieves' toolkit.
Okay, so you're taking the thieves' tools.
And I think both I and Sailor Jerry would like to do an arcana check on the stuff that came off the elf, the half elf.
Okay.
16.
18 religion check.
I look at you and say, "Carry on, sir. You can take this one."
Well, like
a religious sect.
Take me.
They are, but they are a guild of mercenaries trying to, from what you remember, become immortal.
Okay.
Wait, you said that they were becoming what?
Immortal.
Immortal.
Become immortal.
Makes sense. Okay.
The rumors are that a lich. Is the one that
a lich is the leader of the Undying. Tight.
Seems apropos.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of their whole thing. All
right.
There is a remnant of magic residue on the half-elf that you recognize as a leech effect. Like something has leeched the life out of it.
Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
It didn't die naturally to the rats. Something magical happened to it.
Something magical happened to it before the rats actually did something to it.
The rats were just like, oh, free meal.
Who saw the pat on the back from...
It was the cloaked person.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one of us saw
that
pat?
That
I think it was you.
That could have been it.
I think you...
It would have been me. I was in the hallway with your stuff. So what was it again?
That cloaked female patted her.
Patted her on the shoulder, thanked her, and then that's when the rats consumed her.
That could have been it.
Is she laying on her back or on her...
No, she's... Right now, her body is on her side. But it looks like she struggled to kind of like try to collapse into the fetal position.
Tell me how gross
does it look? If I roll her on her
it's
stomach,
gross.
Does the magic presence come even more on her? No.
Can I go through the remainder of the cells to see if there's anyone else in there?
There aren't.
There aren't. Okay.
No. But you can count a total of 8 small cells, and 4 regular human-sized cells.
And there's nobody else left in those cells, correct?
No,
they've all left.
I just want to do a nature check real quick to see if there are any hidden, anything, hidden compartments, anything.
I searched the room.
I searched the room.
My go-to.
You find that on the opposite end, and it's not to take a nature check, you can just walk over there with a torch.
Okay.
On the opposite end of the collapsed tunnel, there looks to be a door, a large oak and iron barred door that says garden, but it's locked.
Thieves tools.
Make a dexterity check.
That is plus my dexterity, so 19.
You break one of the thieves' tools.
Oh,
oh
shit.
What?
I just go, throw that away.
Do I feel any magic coming from the door? Is yes. it like a magical scene?
Yes. Okay.
I want to make an arcana check on the door.
Sure.
What's my plus?
An arcana check. Do you have your intelligence already or no?
It would be plus one.
I don't have anything but my strength.
So I have plus one intelligence.
Yeah, why not? I'll join him
in
that door check.
Check
actually, I will.
Oh, you didn't give me my intelligence.
Since we both,
way,
since we both, I'm gonna assist him. So roll with advantage. What's your plus?
Plus three.
Yeah. So I'm gonna assist you. Roll with advantage.
Four arcana.
Oh, that's gonna be
yep.
a 20.
Plus three.
So my intelligence is a plus three.
That's a 21.
No, what's my intelligence then? We don't know yet. Okay.
You have what you need to figure it out.
Huh? 21.
21, there is a magical... there are magical wards, a magical barrier, and the lock itself is magical.
Wow, okay.
This is why you
That's
broke
a serious
this
business.
This is why I broke on my ship.
Can I sense what that... who put those wards up? Or
no,
what
yeah,
that
the,
came
the,
from?
The power behind it is beyond you.
Is beyond me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is this our only visible way out?
No, there's a stairway.
No, we have a stairway.
Oh, okay, no, I thought that was collapsed.
No, this way is the magic barred door.
Right.
This way is the collapsed tunnel.
Okay.
There's no way to get past that door, to open that door.
So, left is
not
the
right
tunnel,
now.
Right is the door.
Yeah,
yes.
right now. Any
but
other,
we're
any
standing
other marks,
right now.
Any other marks on the door? Okay.
So, no sigils, no marks, just the magic on everything, and it is beyond my level of my
yeah.
pay grade.
Yeah, we don't know how to fucking, how to play with that shit.
Can
okay.
I head over to the...
You do notice that there are a couple of... There are a couple of what look to be magic radiating stones from the collapsed tunnel.
Yeah.
That looks like they bore runes of some kind at one point, but because the tunnel collapsed, the magic is slowly dying.
It's dissipating.
Yeah.
Okay,
it looks like teleportation magic.
So these guys teleported in and collapsed the tunnel right behind.
When they exited.
Head over to the
in their exit,
the
they
try to see if there's anything left.
No, you guys have ransacked everything.
Oh,
you
ransacked everything?
When the monster faces left, they took everything as well.
So it's time basically to exit.
Yeah.
It is time to leave this cave.
Well, also, the other thing is like Torg tried to pick the lock and it didn't blow him up, so clearly this is a different kind of.
I think it's more like a protection necessarily
like,
versus like a. Right, just don't come in here. Not a defensive one where he wasn't shocked back.
Yeah, I say fuck it, let's get out of here. I'm tired of being on the ground.
I want
to smell the ocean again.
All right, so we.
Sailor Jerry's tired of being on Earth.
So I guess we decide to head out.
Sure. So you climb up the stairs, out into the world above you. It is currently evening.
Okay.
That's nice.
Is there a full moon out?
It is not a full moon.
What does the moon look like?
It hasn't risen high enough yet.
Okay.
To give you a perspective.
So it just turned evening.
But it's looking like a slimmer of a smile.
Okay, so there's a little while to go before.
Yeah.
Okay, so with the dark vision, what do I see around?
It looks like you're in what looks to be the remnant of a huge tower.
Okay.
You're looking at maybe the circumference, the diameter of this tower looks to be an easy, maybe like 200 feet.
Okay.
Like the broken foundation of what it looks like. Again, it could be that it's just several towers that kind of like built up, but the way the circle is laid out and with the dwarf stone cutting, it used to be one massive tower, which gives credence back to one of the towers leading back to the first age when the city was the entire island. Because there are historical references to this island being like an Atlantis,
okay.
where the city stretched the entire island.
And it's just everything just like super fucked up. Like
everything
this thing is gone.
Yeah, the third age now that is ending and the fourth age is beginning. A lot of the ruins are now starting to uncover themselves with the people kind of re-exploring the land and coming back from what was the Great War and the Sundering and how everybody kind of died and the massive losses and people just leaving the island in general. So you see the stone structure. It looks like to have been a once great situation. In the distance to the north, you can see what looks to be to the northwest is a guard tower that looks to have been recently ramshackled.
Okay.
There's two gates, one to directly to the north that looks to lead to a paved road, mm-hmm. and one to the west that kind of has, in the distance, the silhouette of a city.
Okay.
To the northwest, however, you hear screaming, and you can see that there is a barn on fire. And you hear goblins. The sound of goblins.
I'm running. You already see me, the fact that I recognize that it's goblins, you already see me sheathed, and I'm already running towards that.
Alright, so he runs, everybody runs towards the goblins, barn fire.
I want to stand still, watch everyone run, shrug, and follow.
this is how it works.
I would imagine the dwarf follows suit.
You can follow The Talking Geek on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also check out our blog on WordPress. Our website is thetalkinggeekpod.com. Our podcast is available on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic.